Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I described how the U.S. government enacted legislation in 1934 to enable the Treasury to secretly manipulate gold prices. Not only is the U.S. government currently suppressing gold prices, it hides these activities from the public, through deception if necessary. Why would the U.S. government do this? Here's what I think. In 1988, Harvard economics professor Lawrence Summers co-authored a study titled Gibson's Paradox and the Gold Standard. The article found a close correlation between the price of gold, interest rates, and government bond values. Freely traded gold carries great power to discipline governments, to reveal inflation of paper money supplies, and to warn people when governments pursue destructive policies. Therefore, governments suppress gold prices to negate the ability of gold to serve these private sector protection functions. Since silver also has a long history as a form of money not controlled by governments, its price must also be held down. Ever since, U.S. Treasury secretaries, including Summers himself, and Federal Reserve chairs have manipulated interest rates, government bond values, and the price of gold. Central banks exist to intervene in markets, primarily currency markets. But the U.S. government does much more. Every week, the Federal Reserve injects billions of dollars into the stock and bond markets through the U.S. government's trading partners. As long as these large banks follow the Fed's orders, they will keep earning brokerage fees. The Fed also manipulates interest rates by purchasing U.S. Treasury debt sold at auction. Although the Fed reports how much Treasury debt it holds, it disguises some activity by running auction purchases through third parties. By suppressing interest rates, the U.S. government pretends to support an economic recovery, but instead encourages the private sector into greater malinvestment. This policy will lead to an even worse slump in the future. In trying to intimidate people into holding onto their paper money rather than switching to physical gold and silver, the government will impoverish Americans when the value of the dollar plummets. So what do politicians, Republicans, Democrats, and the rest hope to gain by deceiving the public about suppressing the price of gold? To hold on to their political power. If the public understood common sense economics and knew the truth, the politicians would lose political power. People would take steps to protect their well-being. In the process, they would insulate themselves as much as possible from the effects of government intrusions. Private citizens who will do the best job of looking out for their own interests are those who take action sooner rather than later. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.